dressing up as a cowardly lion.
Oh, God. We had a fun night, so...
Well, was it the cowardly lion, or was it the lion after he got his courage? Which one
was it? It was pre-courage. Pre-courage. So I actually was the cowardly lion in our in our elementary school play. So I was drawing back on some past experience.
Good. Do you remember any lines?
I could sing the whole song. Oh, no. Yeah, I remember all that.
What was Halloween like in your neighborhood growing up?
It was great. We had the perfect block for it. So it was a, now, I mean, my parents, they probably open the door at 4 o'clock and they don't get a chance to close it till, you know, 10 o'clock at night. So it was a great neighborhood to grow up.
Do you have a favorite candy?
You know, the people that give the full size, you know, the full size bars, those are the best. The worst is like the raisins and crap like that. You don't want to be the candy, so.
Did you ever egg a house?
Yes. Yeah, we teepee houses. We never ghosted. That's a new thing, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
I know that the names have changed, but is there a certain consistency when you're talking about the Steelers from 1 year to the next in terms of the challenges that they present?
Yeah, I mean, this is a – it's a the scheme's been so good for so many years. The players have been really good. They got – it's a very veteran defense too, so – solid coaching, a solid scheme, solid players. I mean, Troy's still one of the best players in the league, and Ryan Clark's a phenomenal safety. Ike Taylor's a great corner. You know, Lawrence Timm is a great player. They got, you know, really veteran guys in the front, so they got a good defense. And, you know, the way we've been playing offensively, we can't be up and down like we've been. We got to be more consistent, and, you know, hopefully this is our best week to be able to do that. Got off to a good start in practice, so. See how it goes.
When's Paul Amalu going to start to lose it?
He's got a love for the game, and he's got, you know, such intensity out there. He's got great instincts, and when you have those type of instincts, and he really has the ability to use those instincts. He's not really in a system where, you know, there's clearly defined roles. He's just a playmaker for him, so. You know, you have to account for him on every play. You can't just go, well, he's going to be here. Well, he may be, you know, have half this field, and he's 2 yards from the line of scrimmage and making a play in the backfield. So you just can't take it for granted. You have to keep your eyes out and keep your eyes open for him and then hope that, you know, we can get a guy to block him. But he's a great player.
Tom, does that make him unique from other safeties in the league? Because you have to look so many different places to find where he is.
Yeah, well, safeties are typically the last line of defense on the defense. So, you know, if you get by the safeties, there's no one there to catch you. And, you know, he's a guy that, even though he's a safety, he still makes plays in the backfield. So he can do both. And he, you know, you go, God, well, we can maybe get him on this play. I mean, you try, but then he's deep where he should be, you know. He's just got those instincts where he's going to take the chance when he knows and it's calculated, a lot like Ed Reed does, or like some of the best safeties I ever played against. They know when the moment is, they feel it. You know, and that's when they hit it. So, you know, it's not going to be every play. It's not going to be, you know, every third down. It's just when he feels like we're going to run it and where we're going to run it, that's where he's going to go. So, and Ryan Clark's very similar to that. So they got two guys who really control the deep part of the field and also do great jobs at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you can't it's almost tough to practice against because, you know, whatever you're practicing, they're probably not going to do.
Tom, when a quarterback's hand hurts, what would be some of the telltale signs that you could look for in a throw that would say, wow, that guy's hand's really screwed up?
I don't know. Never had that experience, so. I'm not sure. Yeah.
You talk about Aaron Dobson and his evolution and the challenges of a rookie coming into the system and being able to be on the same page as he talks about.
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging for any young player. It's challenging for anybody to come in and, you know, play a significant role on a team in the NFL coming fresh out of college. So, I mean, what all these young players have done for our team and on offense and defense has really helped us out. And I mean, Aaron's grown since, you know, the time he got here, and his caliber of play and his level of execution, his understanding of our offense has gone up significantly. So, you know, he has a big role in our offense, and we count on him to make the plays when his number's called. He made a bunch from last week, so he's got to, you know, do it again. It's just at this point in the year, you know, they're not rookies anymore. They know what to expect. They've been through it, and then, you know, they got to go out and execute it.
I mean, I know every game was that a designed play in the huddle, or was that an adjustment you guys made on the stop and go?
Yeah. We talked about it, and Aaron, you know, he runs that route really well. So he's, we tried a little later in the game too, on the pass to Gronk that got called back. But he's really good. He's start and stop is really good, especially for a big guy. It's hard to do typically when you're a taller guy to have that quick transition, and he's got good transition, catches the ball well. He's, you know, got good size and strength. So. He's done a great job.
What's your connection to Ben Roethlisberger? It seems like, you know, every time you guys play each other, he's very complimentary of you, you know, to the point of, like, saying he thinks you're the best quarterback because of the Super Bowl championship. So curious just what your connection is with him in terms of competing against him over the years, any interactions you've had with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, I feel the same way about him. So he's one of the best quarterbacks to play in this game, and he's done it for a long time too, so. You know, we've never really spent any time together or anything like that, but, you know, he's been leading a good team for a long time, and they've been at the top of their division for a long time. They're always tough to beat. He's got, you know, he's been in some big games and won them. So, as we played him in some really important games and some championship games and very meaningful regular season games, and, you know, they've been one of the best teams in the league since I've been playing in the NFL, so. It's a great team, really great coaching. Like I said, it's a proven coaching system, proven scheme, and then players like Ben and Troy, and when they had Hines Ward, I mean, they got, you know, great players at all positions. So that's why they're tough to beat. That's why they're always in it.
Hey, Tom, every game I know is important to you, but is there an added talk or added emphasis at all for the game before the bye going in with a positive way?
Yeah, I mean, they all count the same. I think, you know, look, we realize after the game there's a little break, but, you know, you got to just do everything you can. This is, you know, the mid part of the season. It, you know, we've been at it for a while, 12 weeks, and this is when the teams start to separate themselves. And you know, you have, you know, mental toughness, discipline, doing the right thing, making right decisions. That's when this becomes part of football season. And I think that's been a good strength of ours over the years, is getting better, improving as the season's gone along, making sure you get your rest, that you get the right treatments, you understand what it takes during November and December to win. So this is where teams, you know, you go one direction or the other. And, you know, the good ones, they got something to show for it in January. And the bad ones, you know, are watching in January. So, you know, we got it at this point. You know, this is, we'll see what we got. The weather's turning, you know, the football the game changes a little bit. And we got to be able to adjust and play the style that we need to do to win.
Things that you guys focus on a lot is obviously red zone and third down. And red zone is, you know, looks like you guys are improving there. The third down, I think you're 9-for-49 over the last four games. Outside of execution, what is that? And, you know, obviously it's something that you must be trying to turn around.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been a strength for us. It's been pretty, especially in the games we've lost, more like 1-of-11 and 1-of-12 or something like that, and that's a big reason why we've lost. I wish it was just pointing to one thing and saying, well, this is the problem, but it's been spread throughout, you know, every position, and bad throws and bad reads and, you know, just missed assignments in general. There's plays there to be made. You know, we go out there and we practice third down today. We make a lot of great plays, and it's just, look, we got to make it happen on Sunday. So it's not one thing. It's a combination of things, and I think that we have to be a good offense, you have to be on the field. And we're losing time of possession, you know, which exposes your defense. It limits your ability to run the ball on offense because, you know, you feel like, oh, God, we got to throw it. You know, because we're not going to get it on third down. So if it's second and long, you got to throw it, see if we can get it on second down. So it's almost like we're a good Canadian football team, you know. But in the NFL, we're just not doing anything on third down to stay on the field. And that has to be something that over the next eight games, we have to do a lot better job of. And, you know, we're working at it. I'd say that it's definitely a point of emphasis.
Tom's total defense has been good as usual, but it looks like they're struggling to get a consistent pass rush going. What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, there's times where they're all over the quarterback, and there's definitely times where the quarterback has time to throw. And they have good pass rushers. They got good guys on the inside. They got good guys on the outside. I mean, it's usually a combination of things. I think good pass rushes always are about coverage and pass rush. So if you don't have great coverage, the ball comes out quick. It doesn't really matter how good the pass rush is. If they're covered quick, and then the guys, the rushers have time to get there, you know, there's going to be a good pass rush. So I think these guys do a little both. I mean, they definitely have guys that can, like Woodley can definitely get at the quarterback. Worlds can. Jones can. And then when they run their different blitz schemes, they get after you. So if they got five guys rushing or six guys rushing sometimes, they definitely get home quick. And you got to pick your spots because, you know, if they only bring four, you may have a little more time to throw. But, you know, their coverage will be a little bit better too. So it's just a little bit of a chess match there.
Tom, how much of a challenge is it operating an offense when the cast of characters seems to be changing week by week?
I mean, I think every team has its challenges and every season has its challenges, and ours on offense has been that a little bit, just guys finding different roles for themselves. And, you know, I think at this point through 12 games, we're starting to establish, you know, guys are establishing roles and what they're capable of doing. And you know, that it could change over the course of the next 8 games with guys being in or out, but it's really a matter of our consistency. And, you know, we've done a few decent things the last 3 games with getting points on the board, but it certainly hadn't been good enough. So, you know, finding the different combinations of people on the field and dependable, consistent players, that's, you know, that's what good offenses are all about.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Has Devin started to establish those qualities that you were talking about with the other safeties, given you face him in practice every day?
Yeah. Devin's a great player, and he's, you know, different in some ways in that his background as a corner, you know, understands, he has very corner-like movements at safety. So sometimes you have safeties that are guys that play in the box and guys that are going to, you know, run force, support at the line of scrimmage, and you have other safeties that really roam the deep part of the field. And like the play that was made the other day with he and Marquise, I mean, that was an amazing play. Devin was basically on the other side of the field and took off running. And to be able to cover that much ground and have that kind of range as a post safety is remarkable. And I see that every day in practice. I mean, you really have to look Devin off. He's really smart. He sees combinations. And sometimes you try to look him off, and he knows you're trying to look him off, so he doesn't take it. There's other times where he gets great jumps on the ball. So the longer he's been at safety, I mean, the better he's done, and he's really been a consistent player for our team. He knocks balls away, covers guys in man coverage, and then, you know, has that range in the deep part of the field where he truly plays like a safety.
Tom, with a guy like Gronk, who you've had several years with, but then he's out the whole offseason, you can't work with him. When he comes back, do you guys just pick up right where you left off, or is there still a relearning process maybe?
We've had pretty great chemistry, you know, since he's got here, so it usually doesn't take too long with a guy like him. I think any quarterback could throw him the ball and look good. I mean, he's that kind of athlete, and the kind of catches he makes in traffic, and he's tough, he's physical. I mean, he's everything you look for. So it's just more of just getting him involved, getting his back into shape, and understanding what it takes to play, you know, a football season. That's part of, you know, the challenge of any player coming back when they've been off. So, you know, the more he's in there, you know, the better it seems it's going for him.
Take a final question out there. Who is a comparable safety in your experience, a guy you faced in your time in the league who plays a lot like him as a safety?
Oh, man. Hard to say. Yeah, hard to say. That's a tough question.
Well, we ended with the World Series. Have you had a chance to watch any of it? What are your thoughts on what you've seen?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of it, so it's great. I mean, they got a great chance tonight, so I'm hoping they pull it out. I'm sure everyone here is excited, and I know our team's excited to watch the game. And you know, for our kids and stuff, I was thinking about that today. Make sure my son's up watching the game, because you never know if it happens again, especially your home team and your hometown. And that's, you know, be an exciting thing for our city. So, thanks, guys. Have a good day.